This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Wednesday, January 14th, I'm Jeff Bosser. Coming up, some states have banned new nuclear power plants. We'll hear from one legislator who wants to lift their state's ban, saying the new green economy depends on it. We'll also check your forecast that features about 3 inches of snow that fell overnight and possible drifting and blowing later on today. But first, a look at today's news. A Normal-based school district denies it intentionally provided incorrect employment information to Urbana's district about a teacher convicted of molesting students in both places. A federal complaint filed on behalf of an Urbana girl molested by John White claims a Unit 5 official signed a form that incorrectly states the dates White was employed. It also claims Unit 5 failed to investigate parental complaints and didn't report suspected abuse. But Normal attorney James Kearns says that's not true, and Urbana's request to verify White's record came 2 weeks after it hired him. White pleaded guilty last year to abusing 8 students at Urbana's Thomas Paine Elementary School and 2 students at Colleen Hoose Elementary School in Normal. He was sentenced to 60 years in prison. Governor Rod Blagojevich is scheduled to make his first appearance at the state capitol since his arrest on corruption charges last month. Blagojevich will preside over the Illinois Senate inauguration today. Sean Crawford has the story.
Blagojevich will stand before the 59 senators who will sit in judgment of him in an upcoming impeachment trial. By law, the governor's role is to oversee the swearing-in of members and organization of that chamber. The next Senate president, Democrat John Cullerton.
The Constitution requires that he be here, so I'm certainly happy he's coming. Otherwise, we'd have a problem organizing.
Blagojevich's appearance could make for an uncomfortable ceremony, but Republican Dave Severson of Rockford says no members on his side of the aisle plan to skip the event.
So he'll come in and do his job, and then my guests will leave. The law says the governor is supposed to do that, and so, you know, to boycott it is basically saying that we're going to be boycotting the law.
Blagojevich is accused of extortion schemes, including trying to sell Barack Obama's former Senate seat for personal gain. He maintains his innocence. I'm Sean Crawford.
The General Assembly is granting an exception to its new pay-to-play ethics law. The law forbids firms holding state contracts of $50,000 or more from making campaign contributions to the governor or state officers responsible for the contract. But lawmakers fear the law could limit bidders on highway projects by excluding firms offering the lowest price. The legislation exempts highway contractors from the ban. It next goes to the governor for his action. Democratic Senator Don Harmon of Oak Park sponsored both the ethics law that took effect January 1st and the exception. He says he'll work to try to keep the ethics measure strong. Another push is underway to raise Illinois' cigarette taxes by $1 a pack. The American Lung Association and the American Heart Association are behind the effort. And Evanston Democratic Senator Jeff Schoenberg says he'll sponsor a bill. In 2007, the state Senate passed a similar proposal, which was rejected by the House after merchants opposed the measure. Merchants say they'll oppose the latest push as well. Proponents of the tax increase say the current economic crisis will give a boost to their tax proposal. They estimate increasing the cigarette tax by $1 from the current 98 cents would bring Illinois an extra $320 million a year. The Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids contends more than 72,000 adults in Illinois would give up smoking if a tax increase is enacted. For 2 months, Neal Street has been close to the heart of downtown Champaign, and businesses there have been suffering. Now city officials say they're seeking either a deal or a court order to get demolition in the next few weeks of the damaged downtown building that caused the street closure. Several downtown business people told Champaign City Council members last night how the Neal Street closure has hurt them. Amy Lynn of Picara Bakery says the closure, on top of the recession and new downtown parking rules, has forced them to cut back their hours.
People are getting used to going around Neal Street or just avoiding it altogether because of the traffic. And at that intersection where there is the sign that says Neal Street business is still open, you constantly see cars just going left, going right, and not even stopping. They're just going around.
The city closed Neal Street after the fire that destroyed the downtown Metropolitan building also put the building next door in danger of collapse. City officials say the insurance companies for both that building and the Metropolitan are delaying demolition because they want to investigate the site to determine the fire's cause. Deputy City Manager Craig Rost says they're ready to go to court as soon as this week to ask a judge to order the demolition of the remaining building, but they're hoping the two insurance companies will make a firm commitment today to a plan to work together for a quick investigation followed by demolition. Roland Burris, who will become Illinois' junior senator later this week, spent an hour at Chicago City Hall soaking the praise of Alderman and Mayor Richard Daley yesterday. The city council Tuesday adopted a resolution lauding Burris for having the intelligence, character, and reason that are the attributes of a great leader. Several aldermen expressed disappointment the U.S. Senate did not seat Burris immediately after he was appointed by Governor Rod Blagojevich, who has been tarnished by charges he tried to sell the seat vacated by President-elect Barack Obama. One alderman said he supported holding a special election to fill the Senate vacancy, but added Burris's integrity has never been challenged. Burris will be sworn in on Thursday and said he was made speechless and moved by the alderman's comments. 14 species of plants and animals in Illinois may be added to the state's endangered or threatened species list, but another 14 may be removed. A member of the board that determines the list says it's a testament to conservation programs and other environmental measures. That includes efforts to restore the bald eagle to Illinois. Jim Herker is with the state's Endangered Species Protection Board, representing the Nature Conservancy.
Certainly for, things like the eagle, it goes back and has some of its roots in the banning of the pesticides. Eagles and cranes, for that matter, have also been, their nesting sites have received protection, which has added, some extra benefit that's allowed the populations to increase.
But Herkert says habitats for other species have become more threatened. The State Board will hold a January 23rd public hearing on the changes to the endangered and threatened species lists and may make them official in February. Illinois currently lists 144 animals and 339 plants. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bonsert. There's been plenty of buzz about dozens of proposed nuclear power reactors in the U.S. Well, Wall Street's financial mess is making power companies scramble to find all the investment money for them. But in 12 states, it won't matter whether power companies have cash in hand or not. It's illegal to build new nuclear power plants there. Shauna Lee reports there are efforts to repeal some of those bans.
Joanne Osman represents a state legislative district in northeastern Illinois. Nuclear power is close to her heart. There's an old, dormant nuclear power plant right in her district. Osman thought maybe that plant could be useful again, so she sat down with the plant owner.
And I asked a question, why are you not taking some of the parts and putting them in other nuclear locations? And they said, well, there's a moratorium. We're not building any more nuclear plants in the state of Illinois.
Osman was stunned. Illinois has 6 existing nuclear power plants. She didn't know it's illegal to build more. She hears plenty of gripes about energy prices, so she thought, why leave nuclear energy off the table?
I don't want my granddaughters to have to buy their electricity from another state. I want to be able, in 2020, 2030, to be able to plug in our electric cars.
Osman's bill to lift the moratorium stalled. It's still illegal to build nuclear power plants in Illinois. California and Wisconsin recently had similar fights over their nuclear moratoria. Some veterans of nuclear politics are shocked anyone would want to lift a ban on nuclear power plants.
It makes absolutely no logical, rational sense in any mode of analysis.
I find Dave Kraft at a coffee shop. Kraft is with the Nuclear Energy Information Service, a group that's worked against nuclear power for almost 30 years. 12 states severely restrict or ban new nuclear power plants. Kraft says 7 have language almost identical to Illinois'.
The moratorium simply said, no more new construction of nuclear reactors until the federal government has a demonstrated means of dealing with the waste permanently.
Kraft says states tried protecting themselves from becoming dumps for the most dangerous nuclear waste, the radioactive spent fuel. The federal government is supposed to store spent fuel, maybe in Yucca Mountain, Nevada. But so far, that hasn't happened, so it's piling up in nuclear power plants, like this one in Braidwood, Illinois, southwest of Chicago. Brian Hansen manages the Braidwood power plant. He leads me to a square storage pool. It has the bluest water I've ever seen.
This is where we store our spent fuel. I mean, it's about 30 feet of water between us and the top of the fuel bundles down there. So you're looking at 30 feet in the water, and then again another 12 feet down below.
If you look into it, it's almost like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb. It looks just like an egg crate or honeycomb. Within those cells are fuel bundles that have been, used in the reactor, generated energy, and now they're waiting here for eventual disposal.
Braidwood's pool was meant for short-term storage, but spent fuel has been stored here for 19 years. Hansen says the company is planning for when spent fuel will have to be stored on-site, but outdoors, perhaps for decades. It's a situation the nuclear industry is unhappy about, but it's confident the federal government will come up with a solution someday. So most power companies support removing bans on new plants. This drives critics like Dave Kraft crazy.
To build more reactors at a time when we have absolutely no place to put the waste makes no sense at all. First rule of waste management is stop producing.
Even though Kraft says it does not make sense to lift bans on nuclear power plant construction, he predicts those bans will get challenged again soon. For The Environment Report, I'm Sean Aldi.
Support for The Environment Report comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. You can find more information and share your thoughts at environmentreport.org.
We have snow likely this morning, then a chance of snow in the afternoon, blowing snow accumulation around 2 to 4 inches total with a high around 22 degrees. Temperatures will fall this afternoon, windy with southwest winds up to 35 miles an hour this afternoon. Bitterly cold tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries in the evening, lows around 4 below, windy with northwest winds up to 25 to 35 miles an hour. The lowest windchill readings 15 to 25 below zero after midnight. Much colder tomorrow, mostly sunny, the high around 1, and winds up to 25 miles an hour, windchill readings of 18 to 28 below. Partly cloudy Thursday night, lows around 12 below, windchill readings of 19 to 29 below zero. Partly cloudy Friday and Friday night, highs around 9 and lows around 4 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Wednesday, January 14th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.